The suicide attack in the Pakistani town of Chakwal targeted a central mosque where hundreds of minority Shiite Muslims had gathered for a religious ceremony. Witnesses and police say the powerful explosion instantly caused most of the deaths, and hospital sources have described the condition of some of those wounded as critical. Speaking to reporters at the scene of the attack, Regional Police Chief Nasir Durrani said that tight security and metal detectors at the entrance to the mosque minimized human losses. The police officer says had the attacker succeeded in exploding inside the mosque, it could have caused a much bigger loss because there were hundreds of people inside. An eyewitness, Muhammad Adil, says the attacker was a teenager dressed in black like other worshippers. He says scores of people were present outside the mosque and waiting for their turn to enter the building. All of a sudden, he says, a young man came running into the gathering and detonated the bomb when security guards tried to stop him at the gate. The town where Sunday's attack took place is located at about 100 kilometers south of Islamabad. Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani has condemned the violence and has ordered an investigation. Authorities have previously blamed militants from the majority Sunni Muslim community for such attacks. But security experts say sectarian militancy has intensified in the country since anti-Shiite groups forged ties with Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. Sunday's attack came a day after a suicide bomber struck a paramilitary post in Islamabad, killing 8 soldiers and wounding 4 others. Officials blamed Taliban-linked militants for that attack in a high-security zone in the Pakistani capital. Hours earlier, an alleged U.S. drone attack on a militant hideout in a remote border region killed 13 suspected Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Fugitive commander of the Pakistani Taliban, Baitullah Masood, has claimed credit for a series of deadly attacks across the country in recent weeks. He says the violence is in retaliation for U.S. drone attacks against his fighters. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.